I'm Maureen McKinney for NPR Illinois. Poverty rates for the biggest racial minority groups in Illinois are 2 to 3 times higher than those for whites. That information comes from a new report on poverty by the Social Impact Research Center at the Heartland Alliance. The report, called Racism's Toll, focused on race and poverty. Some of the other stats showed that black children in Illinois are 4 times more likely to be below the federal poverty line than white children. Employment rates are lower for blacks, and black Illinoisans have shorter lifespans than whites. The report also looks at public policies that may have contributed to the problem. I spoke to Amy Terpstra, who's director of research at the center.
We've been doing this report for 16 years now, but we really began to feel like simply presenting poverty rates by race and ethnicity doesn't tell the whole story or even part of the story. And so across the nation and in our communities, as we started to see this deeper and much needed conversation about race, so the report is kind of really a documentation of facts and evidence. People of color are disproportionately impacted by poverty. And what that means is that relative to their numbers in the overall population, they're far more likely to be poor. And they're more likely to fare really poorly on all sorts of different indicators. So to give you a little bit of a sense of this, 9% of white Illinoisans are poor, 20% of Latinos are poor, and 30% of black Illinoisans are poor. So these are not small differences, right? These aren't researchers squabbling about tenths of a percentage point. Anybody can look at these numbers and see that these are kind of gaping chasms. And it's not just poverty, right? It's from unemployment to earnings to wealth and assets, to high school graduation, to health insurance, to the prevalence of chronic disease.
Poverty rate increased despite the fact that the recession has ended.
I think that's actually a really surprising thing for a lot of people. And you're right in that since the recession ended a number of years ago, the poverty rate in Illinois continued to increase. And I think what we're seeing now in the last couple of years is a slight leveling off, but we're still much higher than we were at our pre-recession levels. And I think what we're really seeing is the continuation of a trend in poverty that was beginning long before the recession even started. So we started to document increases in poverty starting back in 2000, and throughout the early 2000s, poverty increasing as our economy changed. And then the recession hit, and we see this massive increase in poverty. But I don't think we're going to see that come down to pre-recession levels.
Do you have a sense of how Illinois compares with the nation in terms of race and poverty?
This is something we looked at when we did this report last year, as we took a look at Illinois compared to all the other states. I can tell you on the overall poverty rate, Illinois is pretty much smack in the middle. We are 24th. Illinois is right in the middle. And that is kind of the general theme for the state of Illinois on all sorts of different measures. Now, when it comes to the intersection of race and poverty, a lot of the states in the nation are not particularly diverse or not as diverse as Illinois, so it gets a little bit tricky to compare, but I wouldn't expect that Illinois is doing a whole lot better than anywhere else on these issues.
Are there things the state can do to work on issues of race and poverty?
In thinking about what our state can do to address these deep racial inequities, I think that there's two kind of buckets that we need to be looking at. And the first is very immediate and of grave concern in the here and now. And that is that our state absolutely has to pass a responsible budget. And we have to ensure adequate revenue for our budgets moving forward. And the things that are being unfunded or have gone unfunded are the very things that could be helping people who are struggling in poverty. And again, those are folks who are more likely to be people of color. And so our state is, in essence, exacerbating racial inequities by not funding the state budget. And then in the longer term, we have to be thinking about dismantling policies that perpetuate inequity. A good example of that is how we fund schools in a very unequal way.
I'm Maureen McKinney. I spoke to Amy Terpstra, Research Director at the Heartland Alliance's Social Impact Research Center. For more information and to see the report, go to wuis.org.